And let's take a few moments to remember an Ohio congresswoman who has died. Stephanie Tubbs Jones suffered a brain aneurysm while driving in her home district of Cleveland and was pronounced dead at the age of 58. We have more from Bill Rice of member station WCPN.
Stephanie Tubbs Jones was in the prime of her political career. At 58, she was in her fifth term in Congress, representing much of the impoverished east side of Cleveland. A lawyer by training, she championed the interests of the urban poor. But perhaps one of her biggest talents was getting her constituents riled up. Here she is last winter, campaigning in Cleveland for Hillary Clinton.
I understand that people say, you know, it must have been a tough decision for you to choose Hillary Rodham Clinton. Ladies and gentlemen, it was not a tough decision. She's the best candidate with the best experience, the best background.
Tubbs Jones was among Clinton's staunchest supporters, even as Barack Obama gathered steam and pulled ahead of her and pledged delegates to the Democratic convention. She said race would play no role in deciding who she would support for president.
I firmly believe that Hillary Clinton is the best qualified person to represent us as President of the United States. I endorsed her in the fall of 06, and I'm sticking with her.
California Congresswoman Maxine Waters is a former chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. She says Tubbs Jones took considerable heat from some in the African-American community for her support of Clinton, but considered loyalty a politician's most valuable asset.
She made her decision. She was going to stand by it, and she was not going to change her position based on any polls or any intimidation. Her word could be counted on.
Stephanie Tubbs Jones was Ohio's first African-American woman elected to Congress, succeeding the state's first black male congressman, Lewis Stokes, who backed her candidacy when he retired after 30 years. She began her political career as a common pleas judge and served as a county prosecutor before her election to Congress in 1998. Jason Johnson teaches political science at Hiram College. He says Tubbs Jones established herself as a political force more quickly than most.
Being the first African-American woman to be elected from the state, that brought her a great deal of credibility and notoriety early on. In particular, her star was really shining after 2004 when she was working for John Kerry. And then Nancy Pelosi put her on the Standards and Procedures, you know, basically the House Ethics Committee. So really in the last 4 years, she's exploded in her level of influence.
Congresswoman Tubbs Jones was a decidedly liberal Democrat. For most of her congressional tenure, she was in the minority and fought hard to make her legislative mark, often complaining that partisanship kept her proposals off the congressional agenda. But she did manage to secure funding for a number of projects and programs at home in recent years. As chairman of the House Ethics Committee, she brought judicial experience to that post. Tubbs Jones also served on the coveted House Ways and Means Committee and was clearly seen as a rising star in the Democratic Party. For NPR News, I'm Bill Rice in Cleveland.